This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Well, maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz.
Welcome back to Felger and Maz. We got Adam Jones and Matt McCarthy in for Maz. And Big Jim Murray, and joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is former Celtic Kendrick Perkins. Catch him on ESPN and obviously NBC Sports Boston. Kendrick, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. What's going on, my
okay.
good brother?
Well, you tell us. You had the Celtics. I think you were pretty heavy on the Celtics in this series heading into it. Do you still feel that way, Kendrick?
Yeah, I do. I still have the Celtics at seven. I'm still going to stand on defense, win championships, and I still think the Celtics have another level that they could turn up, especially Marcus Smart. So, you know, I'm a ride with them. I'll be lying if I tell you guys that I'm not concerned, but I'm nervous as hell. I am because of Steph Curry. But all in all, I think Jason Tatum has to have a breakout game. Marcus Smart is going to show us why he's the Defensive Player of the Year. And I think the Celtics are going to win this set.
So when you say you need more from Marcus Smart, you're talking defensively?
Yeah. Like, you know, think about it. In the Steve Kerr era, Marcus Smart had the most success guarding Steph Curry. I mean, it was like 85 points per 100 possessions. And I don't like to get all into numbers, but, you know, that was pretty good. And I think he's kind of been MIA in this. Well, not kind of. He has been MIA in this series. I mean, because Steph is averaging 35. I just want to see him muck it up a little bit. Get up under Steph Curry's skin. He's being too freely right now. I think Marcus Smart has another notch in him, and I think he's going to elevate his game on the defensive side of things tonight.
You've been asking for more out of Jason Tatum as well. What are you looking for specifically out of him?
Oh, y'all been asking for the same thing?
Yeah, we have been. I have been. I don't know about Felger, actually, but I have been, yeah.
No, I have. I mean, you know, like, I understand game one and maybe game two being caught up in the moment of actually being in the finals, but we're at game five now. Like, all right, all the hype is kind of still there. But now it's about playing basketball. And Jason Tatum throughout four games, it's a shame that we haven't been able to say that he was the best player on the floor in one of those games. And he has to be. Like, you know, you can't be a first-team All-NBA player, and not have a great performance in the finals, at least one game. I'm not saying be the best in the series, but just one game, like rise to the occasion. Okay, you keep coming in post-game interviews and you keep telling us, oh, yeah, I'm happy to be here. We didn't heard that already. We heard that when you beat the Miami Heat. We want you to be Jason Tatum, the superstar that we all know that you could be.
Kendrick, if you were coaching him, if you were his personal coach, what would you tell him? Like, specifically, what would you tell him to do out there?
Be aggressive. I would tell him, go through their chest. Don't drive to the basket looking for fouls. Drive to the basket looking to snatch the screws out the rim. You know, people say Jason Tatum 6'8", 6'9". He's 6'10", when I look at him on the floor. He's 6'10". He put on muscle. He's one of the most elite scorers in the game today. No one can stop him from getting downhill. He only stops himself. Be aggressive. You know what? You know Kobe Bryant was a mentor to him. Do what Kobe would do. Go out swinging. Empty the clip. Shoot 30 shots tonight. I mean, put it up and put this team on your back.
You mentioned the Kobe thing, and we were talking earlier if it bothers Celtics fans about him wearing the Kobe band. How do you feel about that as a former Celtic, yeah, seeing the Kobe, not just the Kobe love, but like actually wearing
colors.
Lakers colors? Yeah.
You know what? I don't have a problem with it for the simple fact that if you have a young upcoming young rising superstar, maybe he's already there, Jason Tatum, and he's honoring another great and trying to follow the footsteps of a top 10 player of all time, I have no problem with it whatsoever. And I understand the rivalry. I understand the history between the Celtics and the Lakers. But he's not honoring the Lakers. He's honoring Kobe Bryant. And that's a guy that he looked up to growing up. That was his favorite player growing up. And if that's what's going to get him going and that's what's going to make help him bring a banner number 18 back to Boston, then I think all Celtics fans should embrace it. Hell, if he wanna add Magic and James Worthy to his list of motivators and it's gonna help him play well, shit, do what you do.
Kendrick Perkins with ESPN joining us here on Felger and Maz. Kendrick, what do you think of Draymond Green?
You know what? Draymond is getting disrespected in this series and he's talking more than what he's producing on the floor. And at some point, he's going to have to show up. I mean, and I'm not asking for Draymond. I don't think we're asking for him to go out and score 25 or 30 points. We know that's not the same Draymond that we saw 3 or 4 years ago, but he's not even looking at the basket. Right now, to be honest, I'm being honest with you, I actually feel bad for him. Like, I was watching him in Game 4, and I actually felt sorry for him. As much noise as he talk about himself and talk about others in the new media, I actually felt bad for Draymond because it almost looked like he has lost his swag.
Do you think the crowd got to him or the Celts have gotten to him or what happened to him?
I just think it's a combination of everything. I think it's the crowd. I think it's the Celtics defense. I think it's him being in his own way and facing reality. Like Steve Kerr literally had to put him on the bench in the fourth quarter. Had to sub him out, offense for defense. Like, this is a guy that's a future Hall of Famer. This is a guy that won the Defensive Player of the Year. This is a guy that actually was an all-star this year. So, and this is also a guy that has one of the biggest mouths in the NBA.
Perk, you outlined what you want Jason Tatum to do. Why hasn't he done it yet, in your view?
I don't know. I think he's so caught up in making the right play, being the facilitator. But one thing about it is that I play with a lot of Hall of Famers, right? And I play with a lot of franchise guys. And these moments right here, yes, you can make the right play at certain points of the game. But this is why you get paid the big bucks. And I didn't watch guys like Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, guys that I play with have epic nights and take us home, take over the game. Like, forget trying to make the right play. Sometimes the right play is getting to your spot and shooting up over 2 or 3 people and making those shots. That's why you're considered a superstar. That's the right play. Don't put the trust into your other guys' role player hands to take over a fourth quarter. When I was playing, we always knew, hey, Paul passed the ball in the first, second, maybe even in the third. But when it gets down to when it matters the most in the fourth quarter, possession by possession, you better not pass that ball. You better take us home.
Kendrick, what do you think happens there? So this is maybe ties in the last 5 minutes, their offense, how it bogs down. What's happening there? Who do you blame?
I blame them as a whole. Like, and I kind of point the finger at Marcus Smart and a little bit of Al Horford. And here's the reason why. Those guys, to me, are the leaders, right? And I thought at one point, Marcus Smart, when the Celtics are playing their best basketball, Marcus Smart has control over the team. Marcus Smart sets the tempo of the team. Marcus Smart says, slow down, we're going to run this play and get this guy the ball at this spot and not settle for what it was, 6 straight possessions. They shot 3-point shots. And then Al Horford. Al Horford also has he has done a great job of also kind of being that guy saying, ho, let's slow down. We don't need that. You know, things to that nature. I didn't see that leadership out of those two that I usually see.
Kendrick, you can be critical for sure, as we can as well. How do you feel players, and specifically Celtics players, handle criticism?
Like, and let me jump in. When you said what you said about Tatum the other night, you know, your first team All NBA guy, play like it. Does that come back to you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Does it come back to me?
Yeah. You hear from players. You hear from the Celts, etc.
No, I don't. But it came back to me like for example, even when they was like 18 and 21, and you remember I was like, it's time to break up the Jays. You remember? Because
yeah.
they wasn't playing well together. Now all of a sudden, every time they accomplished something, they was like, oh, they said we couldn't play together. Well, I was the only person that really said that out loud. So I take that. So, I mean, I'm just speaking the truth, though. I'm calling it as I see it. And here's the thing. My opinion changes based on facts. So if you show me otherwise, then I'm going to change my opinion.
You're fair.
Well, I mean, you ever turn to Scal and go, man, what happened to you? How come you're such a homer? You ever talk to him about that?
Who's Scal?
Yeah.
Nah, he's going to continue to do that. That's who Scal is. He's a homer. He. But you know what? He's starting to break out of it just a little bit, but he still, he can't help himself. He can't help himself.
That's why we need... I'm
like
sorry.
My grandma say, God bless his heart, baby. He don't know no better.
All right, on this one, Horford, I'll leave you on this one. If the Celts don't finish this series off, is that a choke? Is that an underachievement? Should they win this thing?
I wouldn't call it an underachievement. I would call it a disappointment, but not an underachievement, because the Celtics are clearly the better team. Not an underachievement, but a disappointment.
All right, Cutter, thanks so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll catch you on TV coming up later on tonight. Kendrick Perkins here on Felger and Maz. Yes, Jones.
Well, he's a regular Felger. He's just, when the numbers change, he's just fair, and that's, you know, he's a slave to the scoreboard.
He answers to a higher calling,
yes.
One would say.
Fairness.
Yes.
Facts. Yes.
Yes,
I feel him on that.
Yeah,
oh,
for
takes.
Sure.
I like, no, he was too good. We should have more facilitation from our guests.
Long commercial-free segment is next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.